This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
Skype, I'm gonna kill you.
Stupid Skype. You gotta be kidding me. You can't hear me right now?
Rick, dang it.
I better kill you, Skype. Mark my words, Skype. Let's see.
Oh, how convenient, Skype.
Hey, dude, you hear me now? Hey, so I went into the help tab, and I looked for the thing that says check for updates, and it says there's a new version of Skype available. Do you think I should do that? I'll just keep recording, and this will be a really funny segment, and yeah, I'll just quickly do it. All right, BRB in an hour.
You piece of shiz.
10%. 12%, 14%, 16%. Why don't we just go by twos? Oh, just kidding. Now you're on odd numbers.
La 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 la.
1/4 way done.
40, 50, 60, 20 seconds remaining. And it's at 7.
I don't know how that works, but whatever.
It's 5.
You got mail. Install now. English. I agree. I do not want to do. Who the freak would want to do? Maybe that's why Skype sucks so much, is because they're teaming up with Bing.
This won't take long.
Yeah, it won't. Don't you lie to me. Skype calls. We don't know.
Hey, teachers. Leave those kids alone.
I hope you have fun cutting this part of me just talking to myself out. Like I should break the silence somehow. It's because Skype's been lying to me, saying that this won't take long. It's already been taking like 2 minutes. That's forever in computer time. You know, I talk to myself a lot better in my head. You'd probably just rather listen to me sing Pink Floyd.
Oh, would you like to restart now?
You're kidding. You want me to restart my freak? Are you kidding me? I'll freaking restart it later.
Wow.
I don't want to enter my birthday. I'll just enter a random one. Now you're having me open a new version of Skype?
Oh, my.
Oh. Calling Hold Your Goats?
Yeah. Come on. Hey, you're back.
What?
Your mic isn't working. Why the frick not? How about that mic?
What? Why can't I hear you?
Because my mic is a piece of shiz.
Hello?
What do you want me to do, Skype? It's not my fault you can't hear my mic. Device settings?
Hello?
You hear me? Wait. Do you hear me? No?
Kill me.
Yo, you hear me?
It's not your fault. Skype's a piece of shiz.
Wow. Unplug?
Plug.
You don't hear me.
Frickin' Skype.
I'm just gonna chat you real quick.
You can?
Skype's frickin' gay. Alright, let's see here. Skype? I hate your guts. How the frick do I sign out?
Hey, leave it.
Screw you, Skype. You can go kill yourself. Everybody's gonna hate this episode. Yeah. I was just yelling at Skype. This is loads better. We should have done this to begin with.
Am I recording now? Cool. Yes.
Oh,
now I'm recording.
Dude, I've been recording this whole freaking time. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. I've been recording too, but...
You paused it for a while?
Well, I changed my thing. I changed my... microphone to just record through USB to make my life easier.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But yeah, so when I was trying to figure out how to get you to go through my microphone headphone slot instead of through my computer speakers all that time, I just wasn't recording. So whatever.
Right. Well, I'm going to uninstall Skype now. Piece of crap.
For real. Skype sucks.
Skype was, so what happened was I went in, checked for the update. Skype was like, here's an update, and it downloaded it, and then it was trying to tell me to restart my computer, and I'm like, F no. So I didn't restart my computer, but I started the new Skype. It was like you can only be logged into one version at a time, so I had to log out of the old version, log into the new version, and then I log in and I call you in the new version, and I think everything's cool, right? And all of a sudden, yeah. I get in there, and there's this message saying, sorry, your mic won't work with this update or something stupid. I was like, why not?
That's ridiculous.
Why the frick not? It won't work with my headphone mics or my laptop mic, the one that's installed on my laptop.
That's really weird.
Yeah, so Skype can go vete a la verga.
Yeah, we should definitely use Google Hangouts now. It's way better.
Oh, yeah.
So, anywho's.
Huh?
Yeah, this last week, it's been intense.
Dude, I was in Denver.
Oh, yeah, what'd you do out there?
My stepdad needed to pick up two trailers, so obviously I had to go, because I had to drive one back myself. Mm. And my hands were tied, basically, I had to go. But it's okay, because he paid me, and I owe him. I'm in debt.
Well, that's good. Right. But you guys didn't, like, go do anything? You just went and picked up trailers and came back?
It was like a straight drive there, stay in the hotel, and then a straight drive back. And then, and then when I got back, I was so sick of... I was driving a gas Suburban, not like a diesel, a gas one.
Yeah.
And it sucked, because, like, on the way back from Denver, it's all, like, basically uphill. And I'm hauling a trailer.
Yeah.
So I was the slowest thing on the road, I swear. I was only going like 50 and 60, like the whole time. I was ready to put a bullet in my head. So I get back and
driving.
I'm ready to ditch that. And I'm just like, I am not staying the night here in Alpine. I'm going up to Logan. So I got in my car and I drove another 2 hours after just to get back up here.
Yeah. Couldn't stand being next to the trailers.
No, I couldn't. Not even, like, in my house. My little brother, he's been sleeping in my bed. He stinks.
Oh, yeah.
I have to get after him.
Well, technically not your bed anymore.
No, it totally is. He's just a turd.
That's funny. He just misses you, man.
No, he doesn't. He just wants new stuff. He wants to go through all my stuff.
Oh. Yeah. He's going to turn your room into a bowling alley?
Right. And then we took my sister to the Provo MTC, so she's going to be going to Philadelphia. And
she's leaving?
She sent a letter, like, the first day she got in. She was supposed to give it to us when she was getting out of the car, but she didn't. And we get this letter, and I guess she got, like, a speeding ticket on Monday, and she had it in the letter in the envelope. She's like, hey, I got a speeding ticket. See ya. Going to Philadelphia.
Oh, she was telling your parents to pay for it?
No, she was saying that she would pay for it, but she didn't want to bring it up until she was already gone.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. She was just hiding it from your parents
Yeah, pretty much.
Does that raise their insurance?
Or
they'll probably cancel her insurance for the 2 years that she's gone.
If they can get it off her record somehow by fighting it, it won't raise the insurance.
Yeah.
Couldn't they just
remove her from their insurance policy for the 2 years that she's gone?
I guess.
Couldn't they do that?
That's one way of doing it.
Because don't you have to pay per person? Or is it just per vehicle?
Pay the ticket?
Oh, because you insure drivers.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't know enough about insurance.
Yeah, me neither.
There's got to be a way to weasel out of it, though.
I don't know. I feel like they're always trying to screw you.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem with insurance and, like, healthcare, all being private businesses. They can just charge whatever they want.
Yeah.
If it was a single-payer system and the government was the only person buying, then the prices would be way more reasonable.
Right.
Well, I don't know, that's just, me being all liberal, but whatever. Before socialized medicine.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really good for this country. No. Businesses are good for some things, but not everything.
No, they're really not.
Private businesses.
Yeah, so that's all I've done this week. We've had the boys all week. I've been running around state to state.
Yeah.
And been working.
Yeah, it's been a pretty dull week for me.
Yeah. So,
didn't really do much.
I did find some topics to talk about, and they're kind of just little silly ones, right? So, you know the thing that people say, that we only use like 10% of our brain and blah blah blah?
Mm-hmm.
That's totally false. I didn't look into it too much much. But I found some stuff that was saying that most of our brain is active, and there isn't a single portion of our brain that we don't use.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I thought it was just consciously we use 10%.
Maybe it's like a capacity thing. I need to look up into it more. But I've actually heard that one before.
Yeah.
That it's been debunked or something like that, or disproven.
Hmm. I wish I could use my pineal gland all the time. That'd be dope.
I don't know brain parts. I didn't take anatomy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the one that is, like, considered your third eye.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know what you mean.
They haven't confirmed it, but, yeah, they think that it produces dimethyltryptamine.
Okay.
Yeah. And they think that that's actually where a lot of people who have, like, religious experiences, they, I want to say I saw a study done where they had it set up and they could see that there were signals firing from their pineal gland while they were having this religious experience. Right. And, yeah.
Interesting.
And dreaming seems like it's, I don't know. That's all too, we have no idea because we can't track it. We can't go into somebody's brain and see what their pineal gland is doing while they're dreaming or having visions or whatever.
Right. This is an inception.
Our surgery.
We don't have those little briefcases with the inception dream.
Yeah. Yep. And all of our surgery tools are too damaging.
They'll probably kill us.
To be able to get into somebody's brain like that. It's all too intrusive. We need like nano, I don't know. You're like microbots.
We need Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah. That's what we need.
The other thing that they were saying is Einstein, you know how, I guess, he struggled in school. And he did, because he had some kind of social disorder. But
I thought he failed high school. Wasn't he a dropout?
No, he actually never did.
I thought that's what...
I don't know about the high school dropout, but it said this one in particular says he never failed a math class. He himself said he never failed a math class. He might have struggled in school socially. Maybe he didn't pass other classes, but he never flunked a math class. But he was studying calculus at age 12.
Well, failed is a relative term.
Exactly.
He could have failed the grade, but what he learned from it is valuable. So maybe that's what he means by he never failed
exactly.
It. You know.
So I think it's actually a quote by himself, Einstein, when he says, "If you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, that's him, right?"
Yeah, that was him.
That's what I thought. Freak, I sometimes feel like that so much, so often.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Our society wants to tie graduating school with intelligence.
Exactly.
And they're two separate things.
I feel like a lot of the stuff you study in school, it somewhat prepares you for your field of study, for your field, your career. But at the same time, most of the skills that you'll use for the job or the career you acquire will be taught to you within the first, 6 months of working, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, if I want to become blah, blah, blah. I can't think of a good example right now. But basically, when you get hired on, you're hired on as a new employee, and you go through a training, right?
Yep.
And your degree is just saying that you're a really hard worker, and you put in the time.
Yeah.
And the money.
I don't know. Part of me thinks that it's a little more sinister.
Oh, no, for sure.
It's there to prep us to become just subservient citizens.
We are so robbed.
Learn how to handle mediocrity.
My parents
learn how to be content with mediocrity.
My parents got I think it was a birthday invitation in the mail the other day from one of our good friends. He's turning 80, so it's his 80th birthday, right?
Mm.
And on his card, he had this special trivia thing saying back in 1930, whatever, when he was born, right?
Back in my day.
Back when he was born, they were talking about what the average income was, what was the average cost of a house. Blah, 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 all that stuff. And tuition was one of the things that was brought up. My dad was just shocked because tuition back then was a lot more, affordable comparatively to it is nowadays.
Well, the price of everything has drastically changed due to inflation.
Right, and if you count for inflation, education costs today are still higher than they were back then.
Yeah, higher percentage. Yes.
And
cool.
I had a roommate like a year and a half ago who, he was one of the students that would get involved with budgeting and stuff like that on campus. So he'd go up and like, not necessarily protest, but try to inform people, right? And one of the things is they were building a new stadium. They were building a new gym. I guess it's not a gym. Yeah, it is a gym. It's the ARC building. It's like a health and wellness center. It's got like all these treadmills, like a track and all that cool stuff, right? They have
Right.
The one thing that he was against in building this building was the multi-million-dollar rock climbing wall. Because that's, I mean, yeah, they have it.
Just go outside.
Yay. But I feel like that was unnecessary, a lot of it.
Yeah, that's
And our tuition is going
They are
up.
Really expensive. And for a university to do that?
Yeah, we have like four or five rock climbing walls just in the valley, you know, like businesses.
Yeah, especially for the location.
Businesses, like they're all over.
There's so much rock climbing out here.
But we have to have our own. We have to have our own personal one, right?
Yeah, I'd agree with him that'd be a little over the top.
But yeah, he would get involved with that, and it's pretty ridiculous what their university can get away with and say where our money's going and where it's going to be spent.
Yeah. Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goat segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. Try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. Because that really is what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.